Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Adam.
And this is Jerry.
As you may know, this is a gay podcast recorded out of Chicago, Illinois, in the Andersonville area.
And West Hollywood, California.
Yay.
We have no idea what episode this is.
Absolutely not. I think we've been, I guess, focused on something else.
Yeah. Happy day after election despondent day.
Oh my God. The last time this happened, which is depressing to say, the last time this happened with you know who getting elected, I was doing 1776,
mm-hmm.
which was specifically chosen for like the timeliness or whatever. But I worked at Groupon and they straight up just sent me home. They were like, you are absolutely worthless today.
1776 was that long ago?
Yeah.
It just seems like it was just the other day.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Wow.
But meh. It was a good show.
That's what I heard. That's what you said. That's what the critics said.
That is what the critics said. Yeah, I had to work all night yesterday. So I did not. I tried not to pay attention, kind of, because I was like, what am I going to do about it?
Right.
You know, and I'm home alone. Because the husband is away on business.
You're not alone. Badger is there. Stop.
Badger is here.
Stop forgetting him.
I'm not forgetting him. He's making things better. But like, oh my God. I feel like hot garbage. I did not sleep well.
Me either. I took a gummy, which usually kind of calms my mind. But it was just going 90 miles an hour, and I couldn't take a Xanax because I had to get up early. I'm doing this eye study for these drops, so you don't have to wear reading glasses.
Oh.
And so I had to get up early, so I couldn't take. I didn't have enough time because I usually give it like 12 hours, even though I only sleep about 10 of it. But there just wasn't enough time to take it. So my mind was going 100 miles an hour. Of everything, because I was trying not to look at it consistently, but I was looking at it and it just wasn't good.
I looked at it a couple of times at work and then I was like, you know what, fuck it, like don't look at it. But then I had a friend who was like texting me updates, and at one point I was like, don't text me anything else because I can't handle it.
Well, what's the dumbest part about all this is my brother works for the Cherokee Nation, and how they have done it is they have separated. So they have the casino on one side of the business, and then the other side is all of their government contracts. And Danny says they have billions of dollars in government contracts because Biden was really about getting the Cherokees involved and getting the other natives involved so that they could have income coming in and all these different projects. And he was like, this moron is jumping for joy and talking about how they're going to slash the budget to nothing while working for a government contractor. And he said, he's just going to say, are you worried about being laid off? Where do you think we'll get our government contracts?
Mm-hmm.
These people are just so ignorant of the big picture. And Danny said a recruiter like reached out to him and was like doing something. He said it's in trucking, but it's fully remote. I'm sure it has something to do like IT or office management or whatever my brother does, financial stuff. But he said it's based in LA. And I was like, ooh, there's an apartment just down below us. He was like, fully remote.
Oh my God.
Yeah, my mom's pissed. My dad is fine. But my brother's like, when they slash his VA benefits, it's his own fault.
Yeah. I No, Aunt Nicole's upset. I haven't talked to my mom today. I don't know. I don't feel like talking to anybody. And I mean, I gotta go to work later. So I gotta reserve some energy or some like willingness to be in public.
They called me. They were like, "Hey, can you go work at the Wilshire branch?" And I was like, oh, I already scheduled something. I was like, I don't need to be around the public right now. And it's a pretty slow branch that's, laid back, but I don't think I should be around anything right now. But anyway, we should probably change the subject so we just don't wallow in our own misery. So I've noticed that Twitter keeps outing some of my like Facebook friends that are like doing OnlyFans or porn. This has happened several times. It's really crazy. So first, it was several years ago, my friend who is actually I met at CLO. I won't say his real name, but his porn name is Jonah Wheeler. And when he first started going on, they're like, "Your contact, Show Off Jonah, is on." And I was like, "Who the fuck's that?" So I like clicked it. And it was like, his thing about, "Hey, I'm starting, do porn and, blah, 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 blah." So I texted him and said, "Hey, are you doing porn now?" And he was like, "What do you mean?" I said, "I just got a notification from Twitter." And he was like, "Oh my God." So like the profile went away. And then I got a like another thing that said his following. And then he texted back and said they emailed all of his contacts. Twitter emailed all of his contacts that he was doing this. And he was like just starting to do stuff. And he works all the time, but he figured it out. Well, then the other day, these guys that I know, my mom knows them because like she went to school with one of them's mom. And they were like, they said the profile. And I was like, "Who the fuck's this?" And I looked and it was like, "Oh, look at our OnlyFans." And it was like, "Husband of so and so." And like both of them, full on dicks. I've seen both of them. I've never met them in person, but I've seen their dicks on Twitter. But
Oh my
Twitter
God.
just outed them, just outed them. "Hey, look at these. You may know this person."
That happens to me a lot, but like I've never noticed. Maybe I'm just not friends with sluts. Just kidding.
Really?
No, that's like all I'm friends with. But fun fact, when you said Jonah Wheeler, I was like, that sounds familiar. So I just checked. I do follow Jonah Wheeler.
Yeah. He's a nice guy. He's super sweet. He makes weird faces when he has sex, and he was also really young, in Pittsburgh. And I felt weird about like doing the music intern, like, somebody would like say something and I kind of panicked and I kind of ended it not in a nice way. Kind of just like, "Oh, I'm just going to ignore this that it ever happened." And I should have just kept going because it was fun. And I like him. He's a nice guy. But yeah. Oh well. But Facebook does the same thing where I'll get like, "You may know this person." And I'm like, "Why does that person look familiar?" And then about 2 weeks later, I'm like, "Oh my God, I hooked up with them in Boston. Why are they coming up on people I might know?"
I'm trying to think if there's anybody like that. Nothing comes to mind. Although, so I don't. Somebody invited me to some like, I don't know if it was like a bait bros group or something like that, on Facebook. And I was like, all right, like I'm gonna join it and just see what's going on. And then somebody I worked with at Kennywood was on there and was like, oh, but I
Exit.
think,
Yeah, I get a lot of like Manhunt, like people that I met on Manhunt will come up on Facebook all those years ago. When Manhunt was like the thing, like they'll pop up people you may know. And sometimes I immediately recognize them. Others I'm like, "Who the fuck is this?"
I keep wondering if I'm going to run into the chemistry teacher from my high school who found me on Manhunt. I don't have a problem blowing up his spot, Mr. DeCiccio.
It's not about blowing up the spot. It's more like How the fuck is this like coming up on, something that happened almost 20 years ago, and it's like popping up? Hey, do you remember this person? I don't know. Open your mouth.
Nasty. Yeah, Nicole had Mr. DeCiccio as well.
Oh yeah.
And he was on, what was the, oh, Fashion Emergency, like back in the day, like in the
Oh yeah.
90s, Emmy. And he used to make people watch his episode in class. And it was like there was like no picture, but the screen name or the handle or whatever on Manhunt was the periodic table.
Oh God.
Yeah. And he's like, weren't you the lead in all the high school musicals at blah 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 high school? And I was like, who the fuck is
Well, yes, what? Yes, I was.
this? Yes. Why do you want an autograph? Yeah, I nothing, oh God, nothing ever came of that. Ugh.
So
But
funny.
what else? I feel like I was like, we can talk about this on the show, and I can't remember what I said now. I'm gonna scroll back a little.
You know what else I heard? I
What?
was reading about was the, do you guys have the self-driving cars in Chicago?
No, not yet.
Okay, so they're real big here, and I don't think I'd get in one because I've seen too many of them take left turns and go right into the left lane instead of into the right lane, and there's nobody to honk at or flip off. But apparently, and I think this might be mostly in Phoenix, they're being used by sex workers now to like hook up in. Because they just request the
Oh.
car, and then they, because no one's there, they're just doing it. But because there's cameras in there, they're like, oh, wow, this is like really popular now. And I think a lot of college people are doing it too. We're like, we don't have any place to hook up. Oh, let's get a self-driving car and just do it there.
That's smart, I guess.
I mean,
Nature finds a way.
yeah, you might be getting into a wreck, but hey, you'll be getting blown or whatever.
I could see that being appealing for the OnlyFans crowd as well, probably.
Yeah.
How interesting. I can't figure out. Goodness knows. No, can't find it. Anyway, how about music? We haven't had, this is like our first episode in a while. Oh, I also, I guess we should acknowledge, like Ricky is still part of this. Like we're not like
We
we
didn't kick
didn't,
him out.
yeah, we didn't know. But scheduling, and then we were like, we should really probably just put something out because it's been 14,000 years.
Well, and you've gotten a message, or did we get an email about it? Because I got a message on Twitter. It was like, did you guys just give up? No.
Yeah, no, I've gotten messages as well. But here we are. We're still alive. A little sad, but still kick in.
But you know what we are happy about is our Kylie tickets that you got.
I know. Spent probably too much money, but we are floor seats, eighth row,
But
VIP.
compared to what the people paid 2 weeks later or a week later, we got a bargain. Or how much they were out here.
Yeah, there's still some available, I think, on Ticketmaster, but it's all like nosebleed stuff. But their nosebleeds is real cheap. They're like $39 or
Oh,
something.
wow. They're like Justin
Yeah.
Timberlake tickets.
Oh my God. And guys, speaking of Kylie, we haven't talked about Tension 2 either.
Right.
That came out. It's gotten in a lot of places better reviews than Tension 1.
Which is weird.
It is weird, but also like I almost kind of agree. I did not love Tension One. There's a handful of songs that I liked. Fucking the title track, Forever and Always, fucking great. And Padam, I wasn't crazy about Padam when it first came out. But it grew on me because I didn't have a choice
Right.
because it was everywhere. But Like the first half of Tenchin 2 is better than the second half of the new songs, and then like the end is all the duets and stuff, which is in a different order on the vinyl, which I wonder why.
I don't know.
But
I feel like a lot of it, like nothing like stands out where I'm like, like with Padam, where you were like, oh wow, that's really catchy. Like they're good songs, but I don't feel like anything is like an earworm. It's not like Pink Pony Club that I haven't got out of my fucking head for the last week and I can't get rid of it. So there's nothing like that on it. I like it, but I don't feel like it's the best thing she's ever done, but it is kind of a little more cohesive, I think, than Tension One, because that was like a almost like a hodgepodge, which I wasn't mad about, but you know.
I don't know. I think I said this era had been reminding me of the X era, which was also very hodgepodgey. But I like the closest thing to like a banger is Taboo, I think. I like that. I like Someone for Me. I think Lights, Camera, Action was a solid single. But some of it is like, I don't ever need to listen to Diamonds ever again, or Dance to the Music, or the Sia duet. I just don't.
Yeah, I skip the Sia duet usually all the time. Although they played it at the gym the other day, and I was like, what the fuck?
I think I've heard it out somewhere. I heard something weird like in a store, or maybe it was like in the mall. But I think, oh, it was My Oh My.
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying that.
But other than Kylie, we
I
got
am
me.
glad, I will say, I am glad that it wasn't just a repackaged version with just the duets tacked on like disco was. Like, I did appreciate that it was something completely new. With like kind of everything together that I liked.
I was honestly surprised they did it that way because everybody does like the repackage these days.
Or they were complaining
That's
about it. But
well, I
as you
think.
did say, we don't need another version since Georgia got us the, Kylie Store version
Oh my
and then
God.
the extended mixes and
Seriously. She said, I think she said they were gonna do a repackage, and then when she started doing new shit, she was like, actually, there's enough here to just put out another album.
Other things that I've been listening to are the Little Mix solo singles. I think you and I have discussed, but we think Perry's is are the best out of the four.
Perry's are the most commercial, and she has the most, I guess, traditional pop voice, sort of. Like she got a big old voice. What is my favorite Perry? It's one of the ones that's like lesser talked about. Tears, I think, is the
Oh
name
yeah,
of it.
Tears is good. Tears is
I
good.
like Tears a lot. I know you like You Go Your Way.
Yes.
But yeah, she's I'm feeling all of those. I'm also Jade's stuff is really good, but a little weird.
Well,
I
she's
was
kind of the
not.
quirky one.
Yes. And I, as far as earworms go, Angel of My Dreams sometimes gets stuck in my head. I'm a fan of that. Midnight Cowboy is stupid. I don't like that song. It's dumb. I do like Fantasy. I need to keep listening to that more. And then I could not tell you what Leanne does.
There's one song I really like, and I can't tell you which one it is, but like when I'm listening to that playlist I made from it, I'm like, oh yeah, I forget I like this song. But the rest is kind of pretty mediocre. And then poor Jessie, just no.
Oh, she ain't got nothing going on. Poor thing. Well, maybe she'll something will happen.
Maybe.
New Gaga, which is fine.
No interest. I just fell out of their interest, like, I don't know, 10 years ago or something.
I No, I what's weird is like I'll be like, oh, I'm not that into Gaga, but like then I listen to Stupid Love and Rain on Me like a fucking lot for Chromatica. I haven't heard the Bruno Mars duet. I didn't listen to that
It
at
was
all.
okay.
I didn't listen to her like Harlequin concept album. This is
You mean I'm breathless?
I mean, I'm Breathless was actually pretty fun.
Right.
And maybe Harlequin's fun. I don't fucking know, but
Could
I
be.
don't know. But Disease, it's fine. It's not her best thing. The fucking the gays on Instagram were shitting their pants about it. So I was like, oh, okay, like maybe it's pretty good. It's fine. It's fine.
Right. I think the last song I really liked of hers was Applause all those
Oh
years
yeah.
ago. Yeah, everything else I'm like, eh. Even Rain on Me, I was like, eh, it's good, but I'm like,
Yeah.
I don't need to listen to it over and over.
I had some curbside poetry with Rain on Me. And to recap, curbside poetry is when you make up lyrics because you don't know the real ones or you hear the wrong thing. Which is also, I think the real word's called a mondegreen. But
I
curbside
like,
poetry is more fun.
I like our version better.
I thought it was, I'd rather be drunk, but at least I'm in love, which makes no sense. And I believe it is, I'd rather be dry, but at least I'm alive because it's rain on me. Get it? But yeah, I didn't understand that. And you can kind of tell what Ariana Grande is saying in it.
Kind of.
Kind of. I am excited for Wicked. No response.
No response.
I don't know. I've been seeing some of the interviews that they do together, and it seems like they do have good chemistry. Cynthia and
I
Ariana.
just two movies. Why?
I
You're
know, because
making
they
a
want money.
two and a half hour musical into a 4 hour movie. There's gonna be pockets of just, this is, nothing's happening.
Well, you know they like to add new songs so they can be in the running for Oscars. And I think they're adding, because there's shit from the book that was cut, I think, from the musical. I have never liked Wicked, full disclosure. If that musical is your jam, live your life, good for you. It just, when it came out, I was in my undergrad, and everybody and their fucking mom sang it for auditions or for like class. And it's not, I don't know, it's not
It's
the best.
Stephen Schwartz. It's Stephen Schwartz. It's not that great, you know,
Yeah.
but he needs money and he needs a new toupee, so I've told you that urban legend that he was going down on someone and the guy had his hand on his head and went like this and pulled his wig off.
Oh my God. Oh my God, that's
Stephen, if
amazing.
you're listening, can you confirm?
I would love it if fucking Stephen Schwartz was listening to this podcast.
We get an email. How dare you tell that story? That only
Excuse
happened once.
me.
And they promised they wouldn't tell.
I mean, if you're gonna, I don't know, if you're getting face fucked, take off your wig. Like, I feel like that's just practical. Oh my God, I'm so crass. Other music, new Sophie Ellis Bextor song. I really like it.
I do too. She's I think this is going to be a good album. I think now that she's had these tours and she came here and, oh, I don't think I said on here that I went to see her. Well, we both saw her. It was
She
fun.
was good. Yeah, it was fun. She does this sort of like one leg kicky dance on
Yeah.
stage, and she just kind of hops around. And I know some of the gays there were kind of making fun of it. And it does look a bit silly, but she's having a good time.
Yeah.
She sounded great.
Yes.
So I don't know.
What was so funny is I was so close that I could see her husband, and it just seemed like he and the band how like excited our crowd was. Like they just kind of kept looking at each other and just grinning, like,
Yeah.
okay, we knew they were going to be here for her, but we didn't, I don't think they thought it was going to be that excited.
Yeah.
Because we were pretty, it was a smaller, because it was, we were actually in the club that Prince used to own, which
Oh.
Sophie told that. And I was like, I didn't know that, but it was like in the 90s, but he had this club downtown in
Oh.
LA. And it's a nice size venue. And
Mm-hmm.
you know, I don't re usually like to stand during concerts, but I was like, I don't want to go up there. And but I was pretty close. And like I said, they just kind of kept looking and grinning, like, oh my God, these people. And like the people that knew all the words, like you, they just kind of kept
Yeah.
looking. 'Cause when I saw her at Pride, this guy next to me was like, how do you know all these songs? And I'm like, oh, child.
They're fucking good.
Child, she's been around since the early 2000s when you were in diapers.
Oh, depressing. Yeah, they seemed they were kind of doing that as well at our place. I saw her at the Vic here, which is that's where I saw Jessie Ware, and Betty Who, Ellen Fortune Feimster. And what else was I gonna say? I don't remember. I'm struggling today. I'm not firing on all cylinders. Oh, I fell off a ladder.
Oh, God.
I'm fine. It was a very high fall, work related. Well, I'm not supposed to talk about it, but anyway, I'm not dead. Although, like, if this is all a dream and I'm in a coma and I wake up and we don't have the president that we have coming up, that'd be great.
Oh, then we're all on the same dream. It's like dreamscape or something.
Yeah, it's what is what was the whole season that was like a dream once? Was that Dallas?
Dallas, yes. Well, I think it was a couple of seasons and then he just showed up and it was all a dream.
I wish. What about any movies? Anything?
Yes, The Substance. We haven't talked about The
Oh
Substance.
my God, I fucking loved it.
It was so, my mouth just was hanging open the whole time. And I was enjoying the hell of it. I loved the score. But like my friend Frankie was just cackling through a lot of it. And she loved it too. But I was just like, oh.
It's fucking wild. And like the person I went to see it with did not love it and like actively like came out of the movie being like, no, no, did not like it. But has said like upon further reflection, he's like, I think I need to see it again because I mean hype and expectations really fuck with things. Like
Right.
Long Legs was so hyped, and it
You
was definitely
hated
overhyped. It was so fucking dumb. I hated Long Legs. Oh,
I
so
enjoyed it, but you know, because I kind of knew to not
yeah.
expect, you know, I'm gonna be blown away, but I enjoyed
Yeah.
it.
This is the scariest movie of the year. No, it's not. It's like a fucking third grader rewrote Silence of the Lambs. It's dumb. Anyway, The Substance was great. Demi Moore, fantastic. Everybody in it was really good. Fuck Dennis Quaid though, because he likes Trump.
But it was
And
appropriate for the movie because every
it
man in
was.
the movie was just disgusting.
Yes. I was looking at like all of the visual references, and I did notice like the one bathroom scene at the beginning, like the very beginning, is basically it's like almost the same bathroom as The Shining.
Oh, yeah.
And the long hallway kind of that she keeps walking down. And those are intentional, which I think was cool. But going back to like hype, my friend that I went with, I think was expecting just like a body horror movie, just like a
Right.
straightforward. And that The Substance is like, it's fucking hilarious in parts. It's like goofy, it's disgusting, it's super bloody. There's a lot going on. So I think just there's a lot of tonal shifts throughout that if you were expecting just straightforward horror, maybe wouldn't do it for you.
I feel like a lot of the horror comes from when you kind of put yourself in her spot of like the body dysmorphia, the like the binge eating, you know, that kind of thing, when you're kind of like, oh, I remember when I did that, or ooh, I still do that, or ooh, that's how I feel. I think that's where that horror comes from, where you kind of put yourself in her shoes. What was interesting is they just kept showing Margaret Qualley's body, and I was just thinking the whole movie, God damn, her body's incredible. But then I read something that she wore a breastplate, and she just thought it was funny. She's like, here I am in all these things with these huge knockers. She's like, that I wish I really had, but I don't, you know. But I was like, that was a breastplate because it looked so good. The makeup was astounding.
Yeah, it was. I highly recommend it. I loved it a lot. I'm really excited, and George is really excited, to see Heretic with Hugh Grant.
It looks good. I have a big problem with the movies about religion, where they just make me so uncomfortable that it's hard to sometimes enjoy them. So I want to see it, and I want to go in with an open mind. But I also know, like I said, that when stuff like that is happening, it's sometimes hard for me to focus and give it a chance because I'm just like, oh God, I hate people like this.
No, I get it. I'm trying to know as little as possible about movies as I get into them these days. But I love Hugh Grant's like villain era. I love that he fully is like, no, I'm a character actor now, and I'm gonna do weird shit. Even if he is kind of a dick. I just saw an interview where he was just like, I hate people. I hate people with backpacks. I hate people with water bottles. Like, was just going down this list of like things he hated, and it was everything. He's just a grumpy old man. But I don't know. I'm sure he would be an asshole if I met him in real life, but his performance in Paddington 2 was a revelation. Have you seen Paddington 2? It's a fucking good movie.
I hear both of them are incredible. I just haven't been in the mood to watch, you know, a
I
movie
was
like that.
like, why the fuck would I watch Paddington? And we were on a flight, and George was like, no, like, you have to watch
Watch
that.
it.
And I was like, it was an emotional roller coaster. I was like, oh my God, why am I loving this so much? But it's highly recommend Paddington 2. I was gonna say something else, and now I can't remember, which is like the theme of this episode. Oh, I saw fuck, what was it called? It was like a like kind of like a kid's movie. It was animated. The Wild Robot.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think?
Adorable. I actually really enjoyed it. The vocal performances were fantastic. The voice cast is amazing, obviously, because like Pedro Pascal, Lupita Nyong'o, Catherine O'Hara is in it. It's fantastic. Oh my God, Matt Berry from What We Do in the Shadows plays a beaver. It was very, very cute. And I had never even heard of it, and George really wanted to go see it. So we went, and it was charming. I liked it.
Yeah, there were somebody was asking. I saw a little clip. It might have been on TikTok with Matt Berry saying, you know, why do you use these weird words? You know, sometimes he goes, because I think they're funny. And he's like, also, when it's like the fourth take, I'm really bored. And so I just kind of make something up.
I find him really attractive. I don't know why. Like vocally, and like he's just got like such a distinct resonant voice that I love that. I think he's hilarious, and he's kind of cute in a weird way. I also think the guy that plays Nandor is super hot.
It's funny, I saw a picture of him without the makeup, and I'm like, oh, he is kind of very hot.
I'm not gonna lie, the episode where you see his butt, I was like, ooh, okay.
Haven't watched the latest one yet. I'm saving it.
We started the new season, but actually it might be my favorite episode, point blank, of What We Do in the Shadows. The one where they they're doing like the fuck, are their neighbor Sean, I think, is like running for town council or something, and Nander's like flying in space
Oh
and
yeah.
burns all of his clothes off and he lands. Oh my God, that's so funny. I love everything about that show.
Yeah, my friend Frankie was dying at Colin and Laszlo being the Lyft drivers, the Uber
Oh my
drivers,
God. Oh
and like just kicking people out all the time.
my God. It's possibly my favorite show at the moment. I don't know. We started watching, and honestly, I think I tried to watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and there's stuff I like, and there's some stuff where I was just like, this requires a lot of work for me to like find funny for some reason. But I think Caitlin Olsen is a genius. I think she's incredible. But we started watching, it's a remake of a French
Oh, high
TV show.
potential. My neighbor has something to do with that. I think he helped in the development of it because they had posted like John's new show was coming on. And then I saw him. I was like, hey, I like your show. And he was like, oh, thanks. I was like, it's a lot of fun. And he was like, oh, thanks for watching. So,
It's silly. It's
but
formulaic.
she's,
It's
I like her.
I like
I
her
think
too.
it's her. And I love Judy Reyes too from
Of
Scrubs.
course. Yes, absolutely. No, it's good. I've heard good things about the Kathy Bates Matlock.
It is good. She's it's fucking Kathy Bates, but it's good. It's a twist. I think you'll like it because it's an old lady mystery.
That is my jam. It is. I finally watched Moonflower Murders. Not as good as Magpie.
No, I have two more episodes left, and I'm like trying to get through it. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like, well, I watched it all, and then I was at work yesterday, and I couldn't remember how it ended or who the killer was. And I watched it like 3 days ago. So it's just nothing about it stuck out at me. Although Leslie Manville is amazing.
I'll always. And then the husband, the blonde guy, the really kind of pretty, traditionally pretty guy, he was in Game of Thrones. He was always naked because he was like one of the male prostitutes. He was always naked.
I tried to watch Game of Thrones actually years ago. I think it was one of the early seasons. We were gonna watch it at Ricky's old apartment. And so it had to, like, it premiered a long time ago at this point, because I've been here for almost 12 years. And that's like where Ricky lived when I moved here, basically. But I just can't. I don't know. Fucking.
You really have to give it like three episodes before you kind of go, oh, okay, I get what this, I get what's going on. If you're just watching the first couple, you're like, what the fuck's happening? This is a lot of characters. Their names all sound the same. You got to give them nicknames if you don't know them. I watched it all again recently, the whole series, and I enjoyed it a lot more this time that I kind of knew what was going on, so it wasn't much as so much a surprise, but also I could kind of focus instead of going, who's that again? Which one is this? Wait, what was that? That kind of thing. So I enjoyed it a lot more the second time. And also to kind of see the character development of certain characters that, I found annoying the first time. It was like, oh no, now seeing the whole arc made it a lot more enjoyable to watch.
I think that there are so many talented performers on it. That kind of show, though, like, I can't, it doesn't appeal to me. I don't watch that much TV, even though we just talked about like 12 TV shows that I do watch. I just don't watch anything consistently, and I like to usually like finish every season, and there's so much of Game of Thrones, and I can't commit to it.
But also, I think you like stuff that wraps up every episode, like your murder shows. They you don't have to follow, episode two, three, and four to know what's going on, you,
Well,
unless it's the Magnum PI Murder She Wrote, combo.
crossover. I do like Only Murders in the Building. This season, I'm not sure about,
I haven't
but
started. I was waiting till all of them came out so I could just watch it.
Selena Gomez is consistently fantastic on it. And obviously, like Steve Martin and Martin Short. are fabulous, but I never would have expected it to be such a good balance. And
Right.
that she was gonna like hold her own and like they were gonna really rip off each other. So I'm pleased. Molly Shannon is in it this season. She's a hoot. Richard Kind.
Who I usually don't like.
He's all right. He's good. He's Richard Kinding all over the place as per
Right.
usual. But yeah, no, it's fun. Fucking, oh my God. Paul Rudd comes back. That's probably a spoiler for people who haven't seen it, but like Paul Rudd is fucking ridiculous. But yeah, I've enjoyed that. I don't know. I just watch bullshit all the time. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I think that's like all I got. I don't think I've seen any other movies lately.
No, I'm excited. Amelia Perez, or is that the name of that movie with
Oh, yeah.
Selena and Edgar Ramirez, and there's another actress in there. Oh, Zoe Saldana. I think that comes to Netflix on the 14th,
Oh,
because
does
it's out in the
it?
movie theaters. Yeah. So they're doing like 2 weeks in the movie theater for like Oscar stuff, and then it'll be on Netflix.
And the lead actress, Carla Sofia Gascón, is trans,
Okay.
and it's that's part of the story is that her character is trans as well. But lots of Oscar buzz.
Yeah.
Like it's she when I was reading, what was it reading? Variety or The Hollywood Reporter or some shit like that. Selena's in like the top five contenders, they said, for best supporting actress. And they're like all but certain that the lead Carla Sofia Gascón is gonna get a best actress nomination.
Good. I know they're
Now
already trying to say that Ariana is going to get a best supporting actor, actress nomination. I'm like, I'll believe it when I see it. If she doesn't garble all her words when she's talking, I'll be shocked, because she usually just strings it all together and runs out of breath when she's talking, when she's acting. If it's not a skit.
I'm hoping like the direction's really good. I don't know. I like I said, I don't like Wicked. I am iffy on her sometimes. I feel like I like her more than I realize. But yeah, I don't know. I want to see it because I think every time I see them doing press for it, I'm like, you guys are charming together. So I don't know. We'll see. I just. It's such a chore to go to the movies, I feel like.
You
I
go a
work too
lot.
damn much.
I know.
Ugh. Speaking of, I do have to go to work.
Yes, we should probably wrap up. All
I
right,
gotta do this.
kids, I hope that this kind of eases your pain of what just happened in the country, that they let us down
I
again.
just, my, ugh. I would like. I don't know. 15 minutes without feeling like I'm having a panic attack today, that would be
Right.
great.
Yeah. I just took
But
a beta blocker too.
yes, those have been helping me.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But yeah, I just I'm kind of like I don't want to talk to people about it.
Right.
The general public. Anyway, but I guess that's it. We will be strong and persevere and all of that. And I don't know. That's all we can do.
That's all we can do. We got to make it to Kylie in April.
Yes. Oh, I do want to talk about how I was at work and that Irish daddy who was super cute. What came on in a row? It was like Steps and then Pet Shop Boys. And then something else. But this guy walked up while I was working and he was like, oh my God, Steps and Pet Shop Boys and whoever else. I feel like I'm in London in the 90s. And I was like, I'm impressed that you know who Steps is. But then his like accent kind of came out and he was like, I'm Irish. Like, there's absolutely no way they would let me not know who Steps was. And then, because of the music I had been playing, Steps and Pet Shop Boys and whoever else, oh, Erasure maybe?
Maybe.
He was like, he immediately asked if I had Kylie tickets. And I'm like, you got my number. You know that we are having a gay pop conversation now. But he did not get great seats like we did. And I was like, that's because every gay in the Midwest is coming to Chicago for
Right.
it. And he said, some twink from Iowa stole my tickets. But it was cute.
Is
That's all I
cute.
got. I'm done.
All right, y'all. Oh, thanks for listening. We will get this to Ricky and then have him do his magic if he has time with his cards and nonsense.
All right. Good luck, everyone.
Stay
This is,
safe, stay
yeah.
sane.
Ugh. Yeah, that's all we got. This is
Yes.
Adam.
This is Jerry. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for getting foul with Foul Monkeys, and we hope you enjoyed the show.
You can send feedback, dick pics, or marriage proposals to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can also leave us sexy messages or some really heavy breathing at 863-666-0377.
Ask us questions and interact with us on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @foulmonkeys.
You can also join us over at the Facebook page where things can get really, really dirty.
Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.